Welcome to the Kathy Donovan Sessions. I'm your host, Kathy Donovan. We're talking relationships, secrets, superpowers, and we're setting ourselves up to live life fully. Let's get started. Well, here we are. Here I am again. Today I'm doing a little bit of a takeover on the Kathy Donovan Sessions. It is Kathy Donovan here. Thought I would just every once in a while pop in and have a little chat about some of the principles in the books that I've written, especially the 8 principles from my first book, Inspiration in Action, A Woman's Guide to Happiness, so-called because it has been my guide. But the principles apply to anybody who is open to wanting to have more in their life, be more, do more, and ultimately share themselves more in this world. Goodness knows we need your gifts. So today I wanted to start at the very beginning and talk about our superpower of gratitude. Gratitude is the first principle in my book. It is the bottom line of my life, and it is a superpower we all possess. The superpower of gratitude is activated when we use it. Does that make sense to you? What I mean by that is when we begin to appreciate what we already have, we will notice in our world more to appreciate. That's how this crazy thing works. So I recommend beginning with the habit of writing down 5 things every day that you're grateful for. And it could be written in the morning when you first get out of bed. It can be at the end of your day. It can be partway through. It doesn't matter. What's important is that the habit is consistent, because what we're doing is we're giving our brain a focus and we're creating some new neural pathways. So the scientists would tell us. As we start to shift the focus of our attention by introducing this superpower of gratitude or appreciation, whatever you're comfortable calling it, we do tend to have a focus that is more insistent on noticing what we have to appreciate, who we have to appreciate, rather than complaining about what we don't have. Because what we're wired for is safety. And so the art, I'll call it, of complaining is there because we want to keep striving. We want to keep growing. We want to keep, you know, moving forward in our lives. And we've been conditioned, I say conned, into thinking that if we get more, you know, do more, we will have more and we will be more. But really, it starts with us, on the inside of us, focusing on what we already have. Are you with me? I began this journey of appreciation quite a number of years ago, probably close to 20 years ago now. I read a book by Sarah Ben Branick, I think is how you pronounce her last name, though it's not spelled anything like that. And it was 365 Days of Gratitude, I think it is what it was called. It was a very popular book at the time. And every day I would read this little excerpt in her book. I'd keep it in my bathroom so that every day I could take a look at it. And I read it over and over and I read that book over and over and over again, because I realized the state of mind that I was in, the mindset that I ultimately chose to have, was one that saw a lot of judgment and criticism and fear. And what I knew was possible, though I didn't know how to get there, was that it was possible to not live in that darkness. It was possible to live in a lighter mindset. I just didn't know how to get there. But when I started to work with this concept of gratitude or appreciation, that's when things started to lighten up. And then I read and read and read and read and practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced until, you know, during the practice time, I was writing. I kept books where I'd write 5 things every day that I was grateful for. And I often did it at the end of my day. I kept the book beside my bed so it didn't have to go looking for it. It was easy. And then at the bottom of my list of 5 things, I wrote, thank you, thank you, thank you. Some days, the items on the list were the same as the day before, and that's okay. But now what I recognize about this amazing superpower we all have, which is to disrupt that judgmental, critical, fearful thinking process, which is, you know, we're wired for safety. Our brain is doing its job. We have to be smarter than our brain. We have to override its natural inclination toward fear, judgment, criticism, and introduce ideas that are going to help us to expand our awareness, to expand our possibilities, so that we can all do more, have more, be more, and ultimately share ourselves more in the world. It really is up to each one of us. I can't force you to be grateful, just like you can't force me to be anything. Well, you know what I'm saying. I can't change anyone. We can't change anyone. The only thing we can do is change, or I say shift, our mindset onto something that's going to bring us a feeling of feeling good or lighter. Now, this process of appreciation and gratitude really runs deep. Because when we become this person who appreciates life, we're no longer interested in conversations that focus on those old topics or patterns around judgment, criticism, and fear. Because we know that we have to have boundaries around this gold we've mined for to protect it. So I am a person who appreciates everything, and some people have called me Pollyanna. I've been told to tone down the cheerfulness. I mean, that's not about me. That's about the person saying the comment. When people make fun of people who are happy, it's really because they long for that themselves. And this is really the truth that Dr. Wayne Dyer taught me years and years and years ago. What you think of me is none of my business. That's a very, very challenging lesson for us to get, because we've been conditioned, I say conned, into thinking that other people know better than we do what's good for us. Now, as when we're children, of course, I like to think that our parents know what's best for us. And ultimately, whatever happens at a certain point as adults, we have to take ownership and responsibility for our behavior. And that means taking ownership and responsibility for what we choose to think, because that's the only thing we have any control over. Let me repeat that. The only thing we have control over are the thoughts we choose to think. And those thoughts that we choose produce some kind of result in our lives. So when we focus on appreciation as more or less, I like to think of it as the foundation for my life. And I wrote and wrote and wrote those five things every day for a number of years until it became my habit. And now when those negative, judgmental, critical thoughts show up, and they do, I turn them around and say, thank you, not necessary, don't need you. And I replace that thought with something kind or appreciative about myself or the situation that my thoughts are focused on, if it's another person or a situation. You know, complaining really, again, is a conditioned belief that we have. We believe that by complaining, we will get things done. Ultimately, the way we get things done is to do something. I remember being in the audience at it was a training that my husband and I went to with Brendan Burchard in California. And he surprised us all by having the most incredible guest speakers. One of them was the great business leader, Marie Forleo, and another was the great spiritual leader, Marianne Williamson. And Marianne Williamson, of course, gave a beautiful talk that really resonated with me and just really inspiring, such an inspiring woman. And when she finished, she asked if people had questions. And there were a number of questions. And a woman up at the front put her hand up, and she stood up and talked about all of the sadness that she sees in the world. And she began to cry. Because she was feeling so frustrated by her powerlessness and how sad the world is, and how can we sort of reconcile those of us who are working to expand our lives and our riches ultimately when there's so much poverty and suffering. And Marianne Williamson stopped the woman and said, I hear what you're saying, and let me ask you this. What have you done in your community to make a difference? And there was radio silence. The woman didn't know what to say. because we're so conditioned, I say conned, into thinking that it's okay for us to sit in the corner and cry about the sadness in the world, when really every single one of us is being called into action to do something about whatever is on our heart. So whatever is on your heart, take a step in the direction of helping to make it better. Appreciate the situation. Be grateful you have an opportunity to help somebody in the world, and take some action, because it's when we take action. You know what it's like? You can't get motivated to do exercise by sitting in your chair. You actually have to get up and go. And once you go, your body will say, okay, I can do this. But it won't say, hey, let's go. I'm excited about going for, you know, a training or walking or running or whatever it is. So we have to take action in order to really sort of activate our superpowers. And so these habits of listing 3 to 5 things every day that you're grateful for, 5, I say, would be a good idea to begin with. And once this habit becomes part of who you are, that list is endless, because you recognize that there is so much to appreciate in the world that we have been conditioned, I say conned, into taking for granted. That goes for people, trees, bugs, you name it, everything. We've been conditioned into thinking the next thing is going to make us happy, the next, the next, the next. And that process of happiness really does begin on the inside of us, with a focus on what we have to appreciate today. So I just wanted to take a look at that idea with you and see if I could challenge you to making a habit of writing 3 to 5 things every day that you're grateful for. Get a special journal, special gratitude journal. I loved having my special gratitude journal to write in. And I still have a journal to write in when I need to. It is really like having a secret friend. And you're working on this secret project of activating your superpower of appreciation. You don't have to tell anybody, but I'm pretty sure I can guarantee that you will find other people will behave differently around you once you start to shift your energy from one of, if it's judgmental, critical, and negative, into one of appreciation. And naturally, what's going to come from that is more kindness, more courage, less of an interest in gossip, less of an interest in being judgmental of others. You know, we are all one. We are all one family. We are the human race. That's what we are. So the more connected we can get, the more we can have compassion and respect for one another and take our own power. Each one of us take our own power instead of waiting for somebody else to give it to us. That's never going to happen. We have to take our own power. And it begins with a focus on what you have to appreciate in your life. You are truly blessed, and I am so blessed to have had your company here today. I hope you'll join me again soon. Bye for now. I really appreciate you being here with me today. If you enjoyed this session, please subscribe and share with a friend to help me spread the good word. For other episodes, visit my website, kathydonovan.com.